The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is going on, people? You are locked into the Double MP, the Miles Bukowski podcast. Hope you lot are blessed. Hope you lot have had a good vibes. Hope you lot had a fantastic week. I can't lie to you, this week has felt like an absolute slog. It's been mad. It's been so long. It's been so long. Every single day has felt like the day after. So Monday felt like Tuesday. Tuesday felt like Wednesday. Wednesday felt like Thursday. Thursday felt like Saturday. And by the time I got to Friday, I was asleep. I was big chilling. Like Thursday, I went to get my first vaccine. I got the Pfizer and that in the left arm because I knew that the right arm was going to be needed for editing and DJing and the potential other things as well. And like, it was just a madness. It was like, I got there and I had my appointment booked in. It was quite quick to book it as well, to be fair. And at first, I didn't know if I was going to ever get the vaccine. I was like, CBA, like I never had COVID, or at least I've never had the symptoms, but it is what it is. But I thought, nah, you know, let me do my part. You know what I mean? Let me come through. Let me get it done. Let me keep it moving. So I get there now into the center that is like, it's actually in my old nursery. So it's mad. It was giving me mad flashback vibes and that. So I went there, opened the door. Someone was like, hi, how are you? Because like, it was in, mine was in a posh area, innit? So I was like, oh, fine, how are you? And she was like, oh. I'm like, oh, let's, can we just go with it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being polite because I was wanting to get this done. But like, I'm like, have you ever been asked, how are you before? Just keep moving. Like, do you know what I mean? Or are you scared? Because I wasn't talking like that. I was speaking like, oh, I'm fine. How are you? Do you know what I mean? I had to change up the inflections in the voice and that. You know what I mean? Different circumstances, different people, if you know what I mean. But I got in there. Eventually, is like, I was just sitting there at one point and they put me in this room, like with a few other people in there, obviously social distance and that. And it was all down to like waiting before you could go in to see like the nurse or the person who was administering it and all that. So cool. All right, say no more. So I saw one guy there, yeah. Man looked great already. And I was like, oh, did he just get it? Because if he just got it, I don't want it. Because I don't want to look great either. Like, this is even a bit bad. And he was just staring at me for like 30 seconds to a minute. And I was like, bruv, like, what's going on? Why is this happening? Why are you staring at me? You know, I don't, like, you know what it is? It's like most people's parents back in the day will say, yo, like, don't stare at people, innit? Like, it's weird. Don't stare. Don't stare at people. Don't stare at dogs. Don't stare at people, innit? Like, it did that order. But mostly don't stare at people because otherwise someone might say something, innit? So I'm staring at him thinking, bro, this brother looks grey. Did he just get Pfizer? I'm scared. I don't want it now because if you look grey, and you just had it, and you're sitting here. Why are you sitting here? I thought you could just get this ticket, keep it moving. There was a few questions going through my head. As at the same time, I was still listening to Migos Straightening at the same time because I was like, yeah, I'm in my own domain, in my own space. So anyway, he gets called in. So he hadn't got it yet. And I was like, okay, mad. Eventually, I get called. I go in the room, take the headphones off, sit down. And I'm chilling, innit? Like, I already knew that some of the side effects. A lot of my friends kind of had got it late last week, early this week, because they rolled it out to like everyone over 18, but I think they rolled it out to over 25s the week before. So, and that's the bracket that I fall into. And I was just like, oh, all right, cool. Like, I know the symptoms. I might feel ill, might have a dead arm, this, that. Do you know what I mean? Like, by the end of the day, I get it, I keep moving. Someone asked you bare questions, and I'm just like, I literally just gave her one look. Yeah, I was like, don't have any questions? I'm like, nah, fine. And she's like, oh, yo, you seem very chilled out about it. I said, yeah, I mean, like, you know, it is what it is. I've had enough friends who got it, and I've seen a research on the internet already and stuff like that. And she's like, yeah, I had Pfizer, you know, I was fine. I felt a little bit nauseous on the second one, a bit queasy. And I was like, oh, you must be one of them 9 out of 10 people that didn't feel anything. And she was like, everyone laughed in the room, and I'm like, ha, ah! I'm like, right, I beg you, just give me the vaccine now. Like, this is long. And obviously this story is long because we're like, been speaking for a minute. Anyway, 2-2s now. I said 2-2s for no reason. Get the vaccine, keep it moving. Do you know what I mean? I'm off. And it was, I had to wait like 15 minutes, but they let me out after 10 because I was on the phone and I was like, yeah, I got to stay here for like another 5 minutes. And then Joe like, you can leave now if you want. I'm like, all right, bye. So I kept it moving. I went to Marks and Spencer. You know what I mean? No adverts, no promos and that. I went to Marks and Spencer. I got myself some Percy Pig. I went home. I chilled. That was it. That was literally me the whole time. So shout out to everyone who's got their own individual unique vaccine story. I thought I'd share it. I don't know why. I mean, I thought you'd definitely start the weekend off right in the same way. But yeah, if you're getting your vaccine, or I mean, for me, I had it on Thursday morning. So it's been like, what, 2.5 days now since I got mine. My symptoms were just like a dead... I wouldn't say my arm was dead, but like, you know when you go gym, or if anyone who hasn't been gym, you feel like you stretched your muscle a little bit. It felt like that. I did sleep a lot on the Friday, but besides that, I've been perfectly fine. So, I mean, I'm saying this on Saturday, fingers crossed and touch wood, that it stays that way. But that's my story. Shout out to everyone who's got theirs. If you're thinking about getting it, obviously speak to somebody, speak to family who've already got it, speak to your pharmacist, speak to people, because, you know, it's definitely something that some people are still apprehensive about. Even myself, I was a couple of months ago, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get it, but I'm talking to you now after getting the first one, and I'll probably get the second one in like mid-August or something. But that's it. We're not here to be doing all the some coronavirus, you know, virus talk and vaccines and that. This week has been interesting in the music world and the music hemisphere anyway, because we've seen for the first time Lil Wayne's The Carter 3, which came out, I believe, in 2008, has hit 1 billion streams on Spotify. We've also seen Drake come through and basically say, oh yeah, you think there's an interview with me and also Justin LeBoy? That's not happening either. That's cap. A man put the cap emoji on Instagram and kept it absolutely moving. And on top of that, 2C, who had as a former guest on the podcast, come out and say that he thinks that Popeye's chicken sandwiches are responsible for the pandemic, which was said in a joke term, but yeah, has been a bit of a nonsense one. I like 2C. And 2C's agreed to square up to DDG in a boxing match as well. So yeah, that has been an interesting week, and it's been some nonsense this week. I can say that for certain. I was gonna say for damn sure and for certain. And it came out for certain. You know what I mean? Whatever that is. That's how you know this week has nicely come to an end, and that's why we had to celebrate the podcast this week, because we have another nonsense that went through this week and was terrible. They have announced they're making a Karen movie. And now some of you might have seen this already. Some of you might have already seen this and say, yeah, like, I'm on it, I'm not on it, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm telling you right now, this Karen movie looks like absolute trash. This Karen movie looks whack. It's like certain films, I get it, yeah, certain films need to be made and stuff like that. But I don't know, there's a smarter way of kind of insinuating something's a Karen movie than actually calling it Karen the movie. What do you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was very much reminiscent of her. Like, what are you man doing? Like, come on. I know you're trying to, you know, be a sign of the times and that, but a movie like Get Out was powerful because it commented on so much of what life is like for African Americans, but also for black people around the world, yeah? Karen the movie just sounds like some nonsense. Like, Karen the movie itself is just like, bro, what are you man doing? Who greenlighted, who commissioned this? And this isn't even music related, but we had to talk about it. Like, it's just a bit of a wow situation. Just a bit of a wow. And you know what? I feel like, not to make this a film podcast, but we're kind of going down that route. On Friday night, I went to go watch the brand new Fast Furious 9. Oh my days. What another load of nonsense. I'm telling you, I don't even want to be deep. I don't sound like I'm in a good mood right now, but I'm telling you guys, I'm feeling amazing right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it was on some absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Like, the first 25 minutes, when you go and watch it, I'm going to do no spoilers. By the way, no spoilers. I ain't going to ruin it for anyone because I know it's very early since it came out. First weekend and that. All I'm saying is the first 25 minutes on some absolute nonsense. That's what I can say. I can't say about spoiling anything. I do feel like, as a whole, with the franchise now, We're nine films in. I'm pretty sure the first one came out over 20 years ago now. So it's a generational thing, like this whole thing. Everyone's grown up watching at least one of them. Do you know what I'm saying? You might not have watched all of them, but you've watched at least one of them. And they have kind of got worse after, for my opinion, after five. I think the inclusion of The Rock was good. Then The Rock said, nah, let me make a bag off this. And then they kind of got rid of him and put John Cena in there. John Cena and Mark Wahlberg are exactly the same person. But Mark Wahlberg can act and John Cena can't act as good. I'm not going to lie. Like, there were certain facial expressions that John Cena was doing in the film. And I was like, bruv, it's the same expression you tried to do for another emotion 20 minutes ago and it did a bang. So after that, I went to watch, Spencer Confidential on Netflix and was like, bro, I'm convinced these men are the same person. It's like, who's the one from Kick-Ass? Not Kick-Ass. There's somebody, there's two people, yeah? It's gonna bug me. One of them is from like Scott Pilgrim, I think. It's like Michael Cera and there's another Don that look exactly like the same person. And that's the same with Mark Wahlberg and John Cena right now. But either way, yeah, either way, go watch the film. Let me know what you think. I know that for me, the next one, apparently I checked when the next one was supposed to come out, because bear in mind, this film was supposed to drop 2020. Like, it's supposed to come out the 2nd of April, 2022 in the, believe America, maybe around the world. I will watch it because I've watched at least out of the nine that have come out, I've watched at least five in the cinema, because when the first one came out, I only watched it because they used to bang that out on like ITV2, which is a television channel in the UK. And then after that, the second one, I rinsed, because that was actually a good film. The third one, loads of people didn't like Tokyo Drift, but I actually thought Tokyo Drift was a good film. It was enjoyable. I ain't going to ruin something, actually. I was going to ruin something. I was like, nope, this is a spoiler-free response to Fast and Furious 9. After that, 4, 5 was good. 6, I don't remember. 7, I don't remember. I think 8 was the Jason Statham one, but it might not be because I can't remember. Listen, next week, once everyone's had a week, if I still remember Fast and Furious, I'm going to bring up something, because I can't talk about it now because it will ruin it. But there's a part of the film I facepalmed heavy. It involves London as well, innit? That's what I'm going to say. If you listen to this and you go watch the film, when you get to London, it's a facepalm. Big facepalm, especially for the Dons that have either been to London and travelled here or are from here. You'll know why. That's all I'm going to say on that matter. But either way, films have taken over this week and been a bit of a madness. I think last week, I didn't know if I mentioned it, and I spoke about the whole T-Pain being put into a depression because of Usher's way about how he commented with auto-tune and stuff like that. But, you know, we look at things now, and apart from that, Peaches remix with Usher being on it with Snoop Dogg, T-Pain is doing way better than Usher. The last album that Usher Raymond put out was A, and that was forgotten about very quickly. Whereas T-Pain, I like that song with Kehlani. I'm liking it. I'm rating that one a lot still. Like, it's a nice little R&B vibe, especially as summer's coming. But as I'm recording this right now, it is a grey, absolute grey day in London, and it's not looking good. But you know what I mean? Shout out T-Pain. Shout out Usher as well. You know what I mean? Usher was definitely doing bits. Confessions album, one of the greatest albums of all time. But, you know, some people transition well, some people don't. And I'm sure Usher can come back with something. But right now, as of this recording, I'm not trying to hear no Usher tunes right now, you know, unless they bang, and I'm not sure if they will. But the final topic, because I'm not trying to be around for too much today. Now I'm trying to enjoy the vibes. I'm going to go watch the Euros. I'm trying to see. I've got Italy in my sweepstake, and over the weekend, they took a long time to actually get the win, which was peak. You know what I mean? It was deep. I wrote it off. You know what I mean? I put a bet on them to win. And then obviously after 90 minutes, if they don't win, it gets cancelled. It got cancelled. So I was annoyed. I was like, bro, why did I get these, man? But either way, music-wise, I don't think, apart from the Tyler, the Creator album, a lot really happened. Like, when I look at the Tyler, the Creator album, I was very excited to hear new Tyler. Because last one we got was Igor in 2019, I think it was. And like songs like New Magic Wand and Earthquake and all these things, they still bang now, you know. Like, don't get me wrong, you slap on a Tyler, the Creator song, even the album before that, which was, I'll just call it Flower Boy for the purposes of this recording, yeah. Even that banged solidly. Like, and you can still play a lot of those songs and it's a vibe. So this album, I felt like it came too soon. Like, Tyler, the Creator is one of them artists that I look at and I think to myself, rah, like, you could honestly have like 2 or 3 years out, because your music is, especially like from Flower Boy onwards, for me personally, obviously I know a lot of people like Yonkers and stuff from before and Future Days. Like, I know very much so that I would rather just like enjoy what we've got. So anyway, this comes out, and What's Your Name with Ty Dolla $ign and Youngboy Never Broke Again comes out. Youngboy Never Broke Again is currently in jail at the moment, so everyone was like gassed on that and was loving that song. Good song as well, like I rated it. Lil Wayne, obviously spoke about him hitting a billion with the spot on Spotify with the Carter 3. I'm telling you, Lil Wayne snapped again. I swear, like Lil Wayne has been going crazy with a lot of these features like the last couple of months. I think I did mention that on the podcast. If not, I've mentioned it on my radio shows and stuff in the past. He's been going crazy. Another very, very dope verse from him. And I just feel like this album from Tyler, it's not, if I look at it, I need to go back and listen to it, to be fair. So I'm not going to, this isn't a like an like a idea that I'm sticking with 100% right now. But as much as I don't find this album as powerful as Igor was, because there's no like massive single off the back of it, I think potentially it could be better than Igor. Because for me, apart from Earthquake, New Magic Wand, the one was like, don't shoot me now, which is like A Boy Is A Gun, I think it is. That's the song, or something like that. They're the only songs I listen to now, 2 years later. Whereas this album came out on Friday, so a bit too early to say. But yeah, I think it's definitely going to be interesting to see the feedback. But a lot of people seem to be loving the album, and credit where credit is due to Tyler, the Creator, because yeah, it's looking good for him. It's looking good. And the album is, so far from my first 1.5 listens to, 16 tracks, but it flows quickly. And he's got a 10-minute track in there, but it bangs. So credit where credit is due. But that is it. That's the end of this week's episode of What A Week on the Miles Mikulski Podcast. I know, people, I know it sounds like I've been ranting. I know it sounds like I've been bare emotional about films today, the Karen movie, Fast Furious 9. But I'm telling you, listen, Tyler, the Creator, made it all better because the album is good. So make sure you go listen to that. Of course, if you got any thoughts, opinions, you want to share them with me, get me on my socials at Miles Mikulski. I will be here to respond to them, to talk to you about them. If you go watch the film, let me know. If you get the vaccine, let me know. Holler at me. Let me know your personal experiences and that. But I am out of the building. I'll catch you guys next week for another episode of What A Week on the Miles Mikulski Podcast. Stay safe. Stay blessed. In a bit. Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.